Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and we are up to Mishnah Tes. So Mishnah Tes talks about somebody who's not going to be able to find his Trumas and Ma'aseros and everything before the Shas HaBi'ur to take care of them properly. So Mishayu Peiros of Ruchokim Mimenu, his Peiros are too far away from him to be able to do anything before the Shas HaBi'ur. So Tzarech Likros Lehem Shem. He has to at least be Korei Shem, meaning he has to, as the Rabbi Tanur points out, Lizako Soson the Bailim. He has to be Mezaka them to the rightful owner, meaning identify that which is Truma and say that this now belongs to the Kohen, that which is Maiser Rishon now belongs to the Levi, that which is Maiser Ani now belongs to the poor person. And that way he's fulfilled his obligation. That works for those three things, for Truma, Maiser Rishon, and Maiser Ani. With Maiser Sheni, it doesn't work because the Maiser Sheni belongs to you. You just have to bring it to Yerushalayim, and if you didn't, then you're gonna have, or be poded, and if you didn't, then you're gonna have to destroy it. So you have, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, this is not a solution. And this also l'chora is only true if you've already been mafresh these items, because if you haven't yet been mafresh them, you would need to be kori l'shem in terms of being mafresh them first, and then designate who they're going to. But to just designate who they're going to is not going to work if you just have a pile of tevel. So the Mishnah tells us, and this was a Maisa Shahayu that happened once with really great Gedolim. Maisa Ram Gamliel Vazakenim. This story happened with Ram Gamliel and the Zakenim, meaning Rabbi Yishor, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Elazar Azariah, Shoyba and Besvina, that they were coming on a boat, and Ram Gamliel realized that it was the Shas HaBi'ur, and he hadn't yet taken care of all of his Trumas and Maisros. Some Ram Gamliel said, Isur Shani Asid Lama Nosun Yeshua, 1/10 of the stuff that I'm going to measure out as Maaser Rishon is I'm giving to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi. Apparently he had already taken care of his Truma, because otherwise he should have taken care of that as well, but he had not taken care of his Maaser Rishon. Umakom Muskolo, and not only that, but I'm renting the land on which that Maaser is sitting to Rabbi Yeshua so that he could be kone it together with the land underneath it. Meaning, normally in order to be kone, stuff, to be kone metaltalin, you need a hagbah or meshich or something like that. But to be kone karka, kesef would be good enough. Kesef shtar chazaka would be good enough. So if you're kone karka, though, you could be kone metaltalin agav the karka. So that's what he was saying. I'm going to do a kinyan on the karka, and by doing a kinyan on the karka, they can be kone the metaltal and agav the karka. We do this all the time. This is one of the kinyanim we do when it comes to mechiras chametz, because we can't have the guy just do a kinyan hagbar meshicha on all of the chametz. How's he possibly? We don't schlep all the chametz to the non-Jew who's buying it and have him do a kinyan on it. So we rent him, we lease him the space on which the chametz is resting, and then agav the land that he's leasing, he's also being kona the chametz. And then he said, Yisra'ach Hashem Yosef Lamud, Nasun Akiva Ben Yosef. Another tenth of my produce that I'm going to measure out should go to Akiva Ben Yosef, because he was a Gabbai Tzedakah. She is called Bol Aniyim, so he'll be Zoche in it for the Aniyim, Umakoma Muskolo. And I'm going to rent him the place where the Maaser Ani is. So that way he took care of his Maaser Rishon and his Maaser Ani. And Rabbi Yeshua, who just received the Maaser Rishon, now has to take care of his Trumas Maaser. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua, because from Maaser Rishon you have to take 10% and give it to a Kohen. Some Rabbi Yeshua, Isur Shani Asid Lamu Nosun Elazar Ben Azariah, 1/10 of the Maaser Rishon that I just got should be Trumas Maaser that goes to Elazar Ben Azariah. Umakom Muskolo, and I'm renting him the space where it is resting. V'niskablu Zemizah Sachar, and then they would they took payment from each other. Rabbi Gamliel got payment from Rabbi Yeshua to rent the space where the Maaser Rishon was, and he got payment from Rabbi Akiva to rent the space where the Maaser Ani was, and Rabbi Yeshua got payment from Elazar Ben Azariah to rent the space where the Trumas Maaser was. And then everyone was happy, and that way they were able to take care of those obligations. Now, Mishnah Yud starts a new discussion, which goes all the way to the end of the Masechta, and that is the discussion of the Vidui Maestros. It goes, I think, to the end of the Masechta. It goes for a little bit, several Mishnahs, about Vidui Maestros. You know, the Torah tells us that along with the Biur, after you do the Biur, so you have to say what's called Vidui Maestros. The thing with Vidui Maestros is it doesn't sound like a Vidui at all. In fact, it sounds almost like the opposite of a vidoy. Vidoy normally is a person declaring that everything that he's sinned and he's done things that are wrong and inappropriate. Al chet shechatanu lefenecha shamnu begadnu. And over here, the vidoy is, I've done everything right. It's biarti hakodesh min habayis begam nesatim lelevi lager liasum lalman b'chachal mitzvasecha asher tzivisani lo avarti mitzvasecha v'lo shechachti. I didn't violate anything. I did exactly what I'm supposed to do. Lo chalti v'oni mimenu v'lo avarti mimenu b'tami v'lo nesati menu l'meis. That I didn't eat from the holy stuff when I was an onein. I didn't eat a bituma. All of these things, and then it concludes with hashkif of imon kachcha ben hashmayim averich hasamches yisol v'asadam asher nesat lan kasher nishvat l'avsenu eretz avaschal v'dvash, with almost like a demand that because I did everything right, Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us. So it sounds like a little bit funny that's called a vidui. So the achronim discuss why that would be referred to as a vidui. Some suggest that it's called a vidui. Some of the Rishonim suggest already that it's called a vidui because it relates to the Chet HaEgel, meaning that initially the Bechorim were supposed to be the ones who were holy and would receive the Trumas and Maestros, but then because of the Chet HaEgel, it was given to Shevet Levi. So the very fact that it has to, that our produce has to leave our homes, is only as a result of our sins, and therefore we say a vidui at the time that we take care of all of those obligations. Others suggest that it's a vidui in the sense that vidui involves a cheshbon nefesh, to see to it that where our behaviors are proper, and this involves assessing our past behaviors, and sometimes assessing our past behaviors is even in the positive. Okay, but be that as it may, so the Mishnah is going to start going through the vidui little by little. But mincha b'yom tov achron hayim esvadin, when they would do the vidui, even though the shas biur is on erev Pesach, it was at mincha on the last day of Pesach that they would actually say the vidui, because mita or raisa, the biur actually could be done throughout the entire Pesach. It's only din midrabanan that's got to be done on erev Pesach. So therefore, since mita or raisa could be done throughout the entire Pesach, and sometimes a person would do the biur and would still leave aside Maaser Sheni or Revat that he's going to be eating over the course of Pesach, so we save the vidui until Mincha and Yom Tov Achron. So Ketzad Hoya Vidui, what was the vidui? Biarti Hakadosh Min Havayis Ezem Maaser Sheni Mineta Revai. He would say that I've gotten the Kodesh out of my house, and that's a reference to Maaser Sheni and Neta Revai that has to be removed from the house either by bringing it to Yerushalayim and eating it there, or destroying it as the biur requires. Nesativ Lelevi Ezem Maaser Levi. That refers to Maaser Rishon. V'gam nesativ zo Trumas Maaser. V'gam nesativ refers to giving Truma to the Kohen, and the Levi giving Trumas Maaser to the Kohen. L'ger liyasam la'amana ze Maaser ani alakad v'shechav v'peya. L'ger liyasam la'amana refers to all the matnos aniyim, whether it be Maaser ani, whether it be lakad shechav v'peya. Aval pishen ma'akvin es avidoi. Now lakad shechav v'peya are not really part of the vidoi, meaning they're referenced in the vidoi, but they're not ma'ak the vidui, meaning if you didn't really take care of lechet shechah and peyah properly, you're still allowed to recite the vidui, meaning everything else, if you didn't do properly, you're not allowed to say the vidui, because how can you say I took care of it if you really didn't take care of it? But over here, it's only a passing reference, meaning it's only once we're mentioning Maaser Ani, so it also includes lechet shechah peyah, but it's not really it's not a direct reference to lechet shechah peyah. And min abayis zo chala. The word min abayis refers to taking care of chala, which means you have to, when you're mafresh chala, you got to give the dough to a kohen. So you're declaring that you took care of that as well. So we learned two mishnayis. So mishnah tes, we learned that if you're nowhere near your peiros, you could be korei shem. And the mishnah gave an example of how that happened once on a boat with Ram Gamliel and the zakenim, that they were korei shem and they leased the property on which the maaser rishon and the shumas maaser and the maaser ani was, in order to be able to be makne it to the appropriate parties at the Shas HaBiur. And then in Mishnah Yud, we learned that the vidur would be said on Mincha of the last day of Pesach, and we started darshaning the phrases of the vidur, that you're declaring that you took care of Maaser Sheni and Neter Ravai and Maaser Rishon and Truma and Trumas Maaser and Maaser Ani, and along with Maaser Ani, Lekach Shechopeya, which are not really Ma'akev, that you have to have taken care of it. You're allowed to say the Vido even without Lekach Shechopeya, and that you took care of Challah as well. And Bez Shem, tomorrow with Mishneh Aleph, we're going to continue in the darshaning and the analysis of the Vidoy Maaseros.